lights are on the tree, their colors soft and low. The fire's burning nicely, there's fresh fallen snow. The table's set for dinner, the pudding's on the boil. A season of goodwill, of peace and festive toil. And yet, a shadow falls across my cheek. You handed me the package with a ribbon and a bow. Your smile was full of promise, your eyes were all aglow. I tore the wrapping paper off with barely a contained joy, thinking of the perfect, well-considered gift, my dear boy. But my smile, it faded. Oh, instantly, 'cause that's not what I wanted for Christmas. No, that's not what I wanted at all. It's the wrong shade of beige, it's the wrong size, it's the wrong spirits behind the seasonal call. You asked me what I wanted, I was perfectly, painfully clear. And that's not what I wanted for Christmas this year. It's not the gift itself, you understand. It's the principle, it's the listening. Or rather the distinct lack of listening. Christmas is a time for giving, yes, but it is also, Krusa, a time for accurate giving. And that's not what I wanted for Christmas. No, that's not what I wanted at all. It's the wrong shade of beige, it's the wrong size, it's the wrong spirit behind the seasonal call. You asked me what I wanted, I was perfectly, painfully clear. That's not what I wanted for Christmas this year. I'll keep it, of course. It's the thought that counts. Apparently, very little thought was counted. Merry Christmas.